Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey folks, good morning. Here we are post Cinco de Mayo / Kentucky Derby weekend. I'm hoping that everybody had a great time this weekend, but here we are again, another Monday, getting after it and doing everything we have to do. Thank you again for joining the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973 podcast show. And as that wonderful host in the beginning said, I'm your host, Shane Lakita, and I'm here to just talk about stuff that matters to us and where we're at navigating and traveling this journey and being there for each other, lifting each other up and holding each other accountable and doing all the things that are necessary for all of us to just try to put one foot in front of the other and be better than we were yesterday and just be good advocates for the world in general as we are navigating through this thing that we call life. So thank you again for joining. It is after a nice long weekend, it seems like for many, because some people had parties, you were wearing funky looking hats and you were doing all kinds of stuff for the Kentucky Derby, and then also probably some drinking some margaritas, maybe a little bit of tequila over the weekend for Cinco de Mayo. But let me paint the picture of what my last 2 weeks have looked like. So I posted on Coffee Talk this morning on the Connect and on No Finish Line Nation, where I discussed about what my week, actually about 2 weeks worth of time frame has been looking like for me. And it's interesting because it's been a roller coaster ride on some parts, but good on others, right? So it was about a week and a half ago, I went up to Machias, Maine. I took off, we went up there and spent a lot of time with family and friends. Just went off the grid for a while, ate some restaurant food, knew my sodium count was going to be up, knew everything, knew the impact of what it was going to have when I got back, when I was going to gain weight like I always do whenever I eat out at restaurants anyway. And so you're trying to be able to balance it out and made sure that I was able to make some good decisions while I was there, but also lived life and did the things that I needed to do and came back and hit that expected goal, gain of weight that I thought I was going to hit. And then after that, directly after that, it was, I think I recorded a podcast on that Sunday. And then on Monday, I was on a plane again to head to Knoxville. And then everybody knows what plane rides can do to your body whenever you are traveling in airports and things like that. And just traveling in general, sitting in the plane itself for hours upon hours can play havoc on your body, especially if you're not getting a lot of exercise with it. So that was another part that played some havoc on me. And then while I was down there in Knoxville, we were there for 4 days or 3 days, and we're eating out every night as a team, doing some team building stuff, and it kind of centered around food and those kind of things, and then traveled all the way back. And then this weekend, we had our Cinco de Mayo / Kentucky Derby local party that we had here in the neighborhood that we were invited to. And this is the first one that we'd been to, and they always do it every year. So we wanted to make sure that we were good neighbors. We went there. We hung out, we drank some stuff, and watched some horses run around a track, and hung out and played cornhole and all kinds of other stuff. So there's a snapshot of my last maybe 10 days or so. And it's interesting because I knew when I got on the scale this morning, knowing what the damage was going to be and knowing exactly what I was going to face, almost predicted it to the T of how many pounds I was going to gain over that whole entire time period. It's interesting because I knew that I needed to get focused and I knew what I was going to see on the scale. But here's the big difference from what I was years ago to where I am now. Back in the day, if I hit those types of moments where I went out, hung out with family, hung out with friends, did all the things that I needed to do, what would happen is I would get back normally from whatever vacation, whatever trip that was there. And even if I was on a path of losing weight or getting healthy and doing all those things, I would get back and then I would look at the scale. And the first thing I would say to myself is, you're not worth anything. You know, you put all that work into it. Now you've gained 5 pounds or you've gained 6 pounds and you just all that work you put into it. It's so easy to put it back on, but it's so hard to take it off. And I would get into this mull, this rotation of excuses and negativity and all these things that I did back in the day, which were totally and completely self-sabotaging, but I did it. I did it because that's how I was wired. I was wired because I made excuses for who I was and made excuses for the path that I was taking and always blamed things around me rather than really focused on the inner self of who I am and what I need to do to be able to focus on me. And in the past, that was detrimental to me because through most anybody that's struggled with weight all their life, or maybe they've been heavy people and they've gone through the journey, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight, much like I have, and I'm sure that many of us have. If you can relate to what I'm talking about here, then you know exactly what I'm saying when I say the roller coaster ride sucks. And when you would lose weight, whenever I would lose weight, I would get some down, whatever it was that I was doing. Like I've talked about in the past, done low carb, done calorie counting, all kinds of different things that I've done in my life to be able to make sure that I can try to lose weight and just maintain. Especially when I was in the military, I was a heavy guy in the military, but you're under pretty strict restrictions of what you can be able to do in the military. So I was always on watch. They always had me on workout programs and all kinds of other stuff to try to make sure that I maintained and kept going. So it's interesting because when I look at all of this, when I look at all of my past journeys and all the things that I've done with the ups and the downs, the roller coasters, the all arounds, all the stuff that I've done and the struggles that I've had have all been based on the fact that I knew I was going to fail. No matter where I was on my journey, I always felt like I was going to fail. Like, so if I, even when I was low carbon back in when I think it was just even maybe 15, 20 years ago or so, and I was low carbon and my wife and I were doing it and we were eating greasy foods, but we weren't really eating very healthy. But it was all the no carbs, right? And lost a bunch of weight and was feeling good. I was in these little skinny shirts and I was like all set, ready to go. And when I was low carbon, I got there, but I knew the second that I was going to eat a strand of pasta or a piece of bread, I was going to put that weight right back on. And I did. I put it on plus another 20 or 30 pounds on top of that. So my previous experiences all tell me that I've failed in the past because I just didn't set myself up for success and I didn't get myself in the right frame of mind of what I needed to do to keep pushing forward. So for me, it's interesting because my whole entire journey, I've legitimately just made a path of learning opportunities and where I'm at. And so this is one of those opportunities. So here I come back from enjoying myself with my family, with my friends, all the people that I care about, doing all the things that I need to do, going for a work-related thing, you know, celebrating in the fact and working really hard during that time frame, getting uncomfortable, making presentations, doing all kinds of stuff that we need to do. And here I am working on all of that. And then I get back and I gain weight. And knowing mentally that I was going to, here's the big difference from then till now. Back then, it was interesting because I would just slide right down. And I wouldn't even shake a stick at. I wouldn't even bat an eyelash on the fact that I was going to slide down that road after I've gained that weight and dive into a Boston cream pie or a chocolate cream pie or whatever. And I would focus on that. And I would legitimately almost self-sabotage myself because I would say to myself, well, you know what, I've already screwed up anyway, so I'm just going to keep on going down the road and just, you know, maybe refocus some other day. Well, refocusing can happen at any time in your journey. And here's an interesting conversation that I had this morning. I got on the phone and I was talking to a buddy of mine. And we were just chatting about this whole journey, right? This whole thing about this maintaining piece of it where I've pretty much lost 100 pounds and now I'm down about 90 and, you know, up and around that 90 pound mark overall, right? So it's almost like I've been maintaining for a long period of time and I've still got about a good another 30 pounds to go before I can actually consider myself to be at my goal weight of where I want to be. And many people will chime in and say, like I'll set a deadline of where I want to go to. And we talked about deadlines and we talked about making sure that we can set out at least a goal, a smart goal of some sort that's specific and measurable that we can look at and time sensitive to be able to say by this date or by this time frame, I'd like to be at a certain level of where I need to be. And then I can really work on that maintaining piece. I'm learning it backwards where I'm maintaining now versus getting to where I need to get to. And I need to change that momentum. So for a guy like me that likes to eat and likes to be a fat kid, because I've always been a fat kid, and we had this conversation this morning, was about, I still need structure. And I still need that ability to be able to make sure that I've got something that holds my reins in a little bit. Because back in the day when I didn't have anything holding my reins in, and when I was able to just kind of wing it and do the things that I needed to, the second that I would put on any weight, what would happen? The reins weren't put on. I wasn't feeling the boundaries that were there. And I just went wild. And I started eating like crazy, drinking like crazy, and doing all the things that I needed to do to supposedly, quote unquote, live a good life. But instead, I was just sabotaging myself to gain all that weight back. And so I need structure and I need balance in the fact that I need something to be able to follow along the guidelines of. That's me, though. That's just my journey. But I need that. And anybody that tells you that even if this is something that you don't need to set timelines on, especially with weight loss, because what happens if you don't hit the targets that you want to hit? What's going to happen then? Are you going to self-sabotage again? Because I've done that too. But here's the thing that's different this time around. This time around is if I'm setting a time period of what I want to be able to accomplish and go for and get to, and if I don't get to where I want to get to by the date that I want to get there, the difference is I'm not defeated. The difference is I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to continue to be focused. I'm going to continue to be a positive influence and do everything that I need to do and celebrate in the fact that, oh, wow, I've gotten to where I've got to get to so far. So let me readjust that time frame that I want to be able to work on. Because I have to have an end goal of a time frame to get to where I've got to get to. I just do. That's how I'm wired. Some people that may not work for. And you know what? There may be some people listening and go, nope, doesn't work for me. And I'm okay with that. This is just my journey. This is where I'm at with it. And for me, today is a day that I need to refocus. Now, some people always say, why do you have to keep on refocusing all the time? Why do you have to keep on refocusing, refiring, reshooting the gun, doing all the things to be able to get to where you got to get to? There's all these little pits in the road and overcoming all those things. But that's part of our life. Life is all about overcoming obstacles to get to where you have to get to. Listen, anybody that has a charmed life that just lives with a silver spoon in their mouth and be able to move forward and be able to just live a life however it is, made of money and doing all the things that they have to do, sometimes even those people aren't even really happy. So you really have to look at the fact of life is all about the journey. And here I am knowing that this is the part of the journey where I used to fail or I used to drop off at. Back in the day. Well, I'm not going to do that now because I have too much riding on this. I have my life. I have my family. I have everybody that I care about that I'm focused on doing the things that I need to do. I have way too much riding on this. And not that that puts a fear of failure in me, but what that does is it motivates me to make sure that I keep on moving one foot in front of the other and be better than I was yesterday. Because at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. I want to be a good version of myself for my family and my friends and myself. And if I'm going to be a good version of myself, I need to be successful. And if I need to be successful, I need to have goals. And if I need goals, then I need to make sure that those are achievable, specific, measurable, attainable, and they're all time sensitive for me. People have heard of SMART goals all their lives, I'm sure. Anybody in business knows exactly what a SMART goal is. And if you're not, even if you're not in business, you've just been to school or whatever, you've heard some version or another of a SMART goal. And the key to a SMART goal is these are things that you can give yourself that you can attain and be able to accomplish and feel accomplished when you get there. I'm extremely proud of the fact that I've, you know, lost a total of 90 pounds. I'm in the mental side of being defeated because I once lost 105 pounds. So it's one of those little navigating that piece to be able to figure out where I'm at and what I'm doing. But I've got deadlines now too, and I've got to focus. And for me to wake up this morning, I said to myself, after all the last 10 days, unlike what I used to do where I would slide right into, well, I'm just going to eat what I want, how I want, and do what I want because you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to put it all back on anyway. When I look at the last 2.5 years and know that I've done a really good job of losing and then maintaining that weight for a long period of time, I'm in a different place. My mindset's different. The place that I'm sitting is different. Everything is different around me because I'm thinking differently. I could look at it as being I'm defeated with the fact that I put on weight over this last 10 days, but I'm not. Because what I am looking at it is, okay, great. I'm going to get started today to get back on track. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to eat my food right. And I'm going to get some exercise in. Those are my priorities for today. That's what I'm going to focus in on today. Because today's the only day that I can really change anything. If I dwell in the past, what happens? I get into the negative muck, the mire of failure and defeat and all those things. Although really, to be honest with you, the concept of me and the time that I spent away is a good thing, right? I spent time with family, friends, all kinds of stuff. I did some great work-related stuff. We did some team-building stuff, all that stuff. I was able to fit into an airplane. I was able to sit comfortably in the seat, be able to travel. These are things that I should be celebrating. But right now, at this moment in time, I need to focus. I got to focus in on the fact that today is the day that I'm going to change the rest of my life. And it's one day at a time, and it's me getting to where I have to get to. But I need to focus on that because that's how I'm wired. And that's how I have to focus on continuing to move forward. And that's how I've changed. Because I used to sit, like I said, and not focus on things because I was defeated, mentally defeated. And I know there's a ton of you out there right now that know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about when you have a long week or you went on vacation or anything or any period of time, or maybe you just stopped tracking and stopped counting or stopped working out and you put on some pounds and you start to feel guilty. You get that little guilty feeling in your brain, or you get that little person on your shoulder going, you know you need to, and you get guilty going. And then you start feeling depressed and down and in the dumps and you're not really feeling anything that's going on. And so you start to sabotage. You start to be negative. You start to wallow in your sorrows. I know I've been there. I know exactly. If you're going through that right now, I know exactly what you're going through. If you haven't been through that road yet, then awesome. Maybe one day when you get there, this will help you when you get there to know that it's not the end of the world. Don't give up on yourself. Because I'm not going to give up on me, because I have way too much to offer myself, my family, all of you, my friends, everybody. I have way too much to offer for me to just give up and walk away and try to be able to sabotage myself and then put all the weight that I've worked on so far just off to the shelf and say, oh yeah, you know what? I remember those days when I did that. Because I've learned a lot. I've grown mentally, I've grown physically, I've grown everything. Because my body's also changing, if you think about it, right? I mean, I'm in my mid-40s, so here I am, my body's starting to shift, and I'm starting to change the way that it responds to certain things. So I've also got to change with that. You know, and I suffer from thyroid disease, right? So for me, I've got Graves' disease, and I battle through that also. So I start to blame that on things too. I start to say to myself, well, you know what? I'm probably not losing the way that I was at one time, because at one time my thyroid was working, but now it's not working, and now I've got to take pills for that. Now I got to be able to reinvent how that looks and be able to live through that. That's okay. That's all part of life. It's all the cards that I'm being dealt. Right now, I'm going to focus on today. I'm going to focus on what my water intake looks like today, what kind of food that I'm eating today. Am I eating healthy or am I eating crappy? Am I getting my exercise in? Am I getting my steps in that I like to get in? Am I going to lift a little bit of weight to get some lean muscle going? Am I going to start getting back on track of the things that I know work for me? Today is that day. Don't give up on yourself because you've had a bad bump in the road, or don't give up on yourself because something might have gone awry, right? Life dealt you a card. Here you are, you look at it, you go, okay, I'm going to battle through that. It may not be, it may be a small little bump in the road or maybe a huge monumental one. Either way, you're worth the investment to keep working at it and keep moving forward. I know I needed to talk about this, and I know I needed to put this out there, because for me, I got to get in the right frame of mind and the right place for me to be able to move forward and make sure that I can continue to move forward. And I will hit that goal that I want to be at for my weight overall. I will be there one day. It's just going to take some time and some energy and some focus. I'm back in it. Not that I ever left, but I'm back in it more focused than what I have been before, because I've got to make sure I get keep the train on the tracks and I don't get off the rails like I used to. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at LiquidChaino1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.